9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
I was a bit on mute. Happy Monday, everybody. And also want to give a wish to all the fathers out there, because yesterday was Father's Day yesterday. I hope you had a wonderful time with not just your dads, your biological dads, anybody who you think as a father figure you had yesterday. Have no fear. Your timeless elite is here, because a lot of us have been taking care of a lot of priorities. We have families, we have jobs, we have to take care of everything else, but we want to make sure that we're here for you on Monday. And surely we're going to probably get some people of the team coming in probably within the hour, but we have a lot of news to catch, because there was a lot that happened over the weekend. And we're just going to kick it off with what Athena, the forever Ring of Honor Women's Champion, she actually made an announcement on socials over the weekend saying, I'm announcing my passion project, Women's Wrestling in Texas. Now I'm going to give all the women in Texas and around the world an opportunity to be seen, be heard, to showcase their talents like we have never before on our new regular women's wrestling show. And also, the event's going to take place at the MXP Event Center in Bedford, Texas. There's more details will be coming in, but so far some of the talent has already been announced for the event. The MXP Women's Champion, Reezy Clark, Vert Vixen, Abaddon, Masha Slamovich so far. But it was really, really awesome. And I just want to give kudos to her, because this is a really great opportunity to really bring an all-women show in Texas. And Athena has been killing it. I mean, we've seen her do it recently as a Ring of Honor Women's Champion, the forever champion, but it was definitely a cool video. Definitely shout out to Eric, Isaac in the chat, and oh, happy birthday, Bailey. It's her birthday, and Boza in the chat as well. It was a cool idea, but this was her dream, and she really wanted to do that. So cool. Athena is doing this for Texas. Texas, a women's wrestling company, Mission Pro Wrestling, owned by Thunder Rosa. And then when that went into hiatus last August. Yes, it really is. Thunder Rosa, she's from Texas. But I'm really happy that she's really bringing in this opportunity. I'm also very curious on who else she's going to have in the roster. It would not surprise me, because, of course, we have Masha Slamovich from TNA. It would not surprise me to see some ladies from Ring of Honor or AEW come into the fray, or maybe New Japan and Stardom could go into the fray. But I want to give all out congratulations to Athena for this opportunity. She's killing it. I'm happy for her. Hopefully we get to see her at all in Texas soon, since that's approaching. And we're talking about All in Texas, and we're going to talk a little bit about AEW news. You guys have pretty much heard it. I heard it. This actually found it out today. A production crew member files a lawsuit, alleged negligence, civil assault, and battery against AEW and Jon Moxley. On June 16th, Sports Illustrated John Alba, want to give a shout out to him, reported that the production crew member named as Christopher Dispensa had filed a lawsuit in Michigan alleging negligence, civil assault, and battery over the incident. Dispensa's legal team claimed to Sports Illustrated that Dispensa suffered severe neck and shoulder injuries as a result of the incident and required cervical fusion surgery. Dispensa was not a full-time employee of AEW and has not worked for the company since late 2024. With regards to the incident itself, Dispensa and his legal team, Rate Law PLCC, claimed that Moxley went off script when he shoved Dispensa, arguing that Moxley showed an attempt to intentionally harm Dispensa, or at a minimum, compete disregard for for whether harm was a result, while the lawsuit alleged that Moxley has a history of events that show his unpredictability and AEW's inability to control the pro wrestler. Multiple AEW sources told John Alba that they were aware of past disciplinary issues with regard to Moxley, with one source labeling him as a locker room leader. Dispensa's legal team says that Moxley and Dispensa had not discussed the incident bar for a short conversation after the show. And of course, it also talks about accusing Moxley of gross negligence and AEW of gross negligence. It's a lot to handle, and your Timeless Elite had a lot to figure about because there's a lot of layers to this. Because for me, I don't want to see anybody injured on the job. Nobody should have to be injured. But it's interesting because this whole incident happened 2 years ago, which a lot can happen in 2 years ago. But if you were injured on the job, like if you, let's just say you were injured, if you're working at a retail or a fast food or whatever, if you were injured on the job, wouldn't you know exactly if you're feeling a lot of pain and everything else, you would go straight to the hospital? Because that was something that I was figuring out too. And this is nothing against AEW or Moxley, but there's just a lot of layers to this, and there's four sides to this. There's Christopher Dispensa's, AEW with their lawyers, John Moxley, and the truth. I don't know what's going to happen there, but this is going to be a little bit concerned, not just on AEW, but as a whole within the wrestling industry, have to do a lot more better when it comes to safety, even regardless. And also with the fact, too, I'm surprised there wasn't a lot of communication, because normally right before a show, there would be a post-production meeting, making sure everything's good, and also making sure to really everything, your ducks is in a row, because usually there's a lot of communication in a way and making sure everything is good to go. But I don't know. I wonder if this guy finally got all of his ducks in a row before he filed a lawsuit. I wouldn't want anybody in this guy's spot to file right away. I know exactly, because this is like 2 years. It's not like it was a year ago or it's a day. This was like 2 years ago the incident happened. But I think this is something, and it's really kind of odd because there should have been a lot of communication going back and forth with all this situation. I'm going to pay attention to this a little closely, but this is going to be an ongoing story. And also, it's just being aware, not just on AEW, but the professional wrestling industry as a whole, is making sure safety is important. And if there is a serious injury right away, if there's something, just please mention this. And I know in the report he has mentioned to AEW Tony Khan, but he should have tried a little bit harder and pushed. Because, like I said, if you're seriously hurting the job, that is really an important MO to really think about. But we will follow this story regarding AEW and everything else because, well, this week they're going to Mexico and there's a lot going to be happening. Hi, Pachu, thank you for joining. And Maria Garcia-Lisayas, thank you for joining. But as I said, we're going to be following along the story with Moxley and AEW, and this is not going to go well. Well, to be fair, Maria, I'm not sure if it's a money grab waiting 2 years for suspicious, because like I said, there's four sides to every story. We don't know the whole truth behind this. So there's a lot of layers that's going to be an ongoing thing. So we'll keep an eye on that in this developing story. And shifting over to WWE, because the announcement was made that it's announced today that it'll be returning to Mexico this July. And WWE announced this on all part of their socials as well today in a press announcement that a return to Mexico this July at their arena CDMX in Mexico City on Saturday, July 26th, and the arena Monterrey on Sunday, July 27th. And these will mark the only WWE events taking place in March in 2025. And also in the press release, fans attending the Super Show Mexico will see their favorite superstars from Raw and SmackDown. But speaking of that, we do have a favorite here in WWT Live. You know who she is. She runs everything, and making sure we do have a platform for women's wrestling. And it's our wonderful boss lady, TK. How are you?
Hey, thanks for holding it down. I'm here, ready to go, ready to talk it all.
Yeah, actually, you missed it because I actually did talk about Athena's announcement, and I really wanted to get your thoughts on that first because she made the announcement over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited. She also put out a video on Twitter. I'm excited for it, and I wonder if it's going to – hey, Maria, I wonder if it's because – well, obviously, I don't know Texas very well, but, you know, Mission Pro, I think it might have been like a year since they've kind of closed their doors. And I feel like this will be a really great, I know Mission Pro, they said that they may be coming back, but I know this would be a great, you know, opening because they lost essentially a really great promotion. So, you know, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, indeed. And as I mentioned, not only she's going to be there, but also Masha Slamovich will be there. Abaddon mm-hmm. will be there, along with many others, but it is a developing story that is happening in the coming weeks. And congratulations to her. She, of course, is a forever Ring of Honor Women's Champion, and seeing who else is going to participate in this all-women's spectacle.
Did you see, actually, speaking of Mission Pro, did you see her and Thunder Rosa going back and forth?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. They were having quite the time on social media. And, you know, Thunder Rosa showed up on ROH. And, you know, they were going back and forth on Twitter. So it's kind of interesting the fact that, you know, it's, you know, Mission Pro was or is Thunder Rosa's thing. And she closed it down. And now here we have Athena opening. Well, not opening. She's had the school for a while. But here we have Athena, you know, doing something for women's wrestling. So it's, yeah.
I think that's going to be something to develop. Because, like you said, Thunder Rosa has been on Ring of Honor the last couple weeks. Ring of All in Texas is happening. I would not be shocked if they had an encounter again during.
Yeah, that would be really good. So, I mean, I don't encourage fighting, but I feel like that would be a really great match.
That would be, and kudos to her. And we also did talk about the story that's happening with AEW. Production crew member suing alleging negligence, civil assault, and battery against AEW and Jon Moxley. Just pretty much catch you up to speed. This broke out today by Sports Illustrated John Alba and reported that the production crew member, named as Christopher Dispensa, filed a lawsuit in Michigan, alleged negligence, civil assault, and battery over the incident. And his legal team claimed to Sports Illustrated that Dispensa suffered severe neck and shoulder injuries as a result of the incident and requires cervical fusion surgery. And he was not a full-time employee of AEW and has not worked for the company since late 2024. And actually, this incident happened 2 years ago on an episode of Dynamite.
I mean, I guess we'll see how it plays out in the courts. I can't say nothing about that. But I'm actually curious to what you say about this. Wait, hold on. Do you think Athena is going to dethrone Mercedes?
I'll talk about that on Wednesday because there's a lot more to that story. Because I was thinking about a theory in my head, but I'll talk more about this on Wednesday.
Okay.
I mean, I said my piece regarding earlier. I mean, there's four sides to every story. We mm-hmm. don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if this was something that happened, because normally if you work a wrestling industry, doesn't matter if it's independent or top promotion, at least there would have been a post-production meeting on what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But reading through this, apparently there was some miscommunication because originally there was an altercation with him and Dr. Samson, who's the physician for AEW, and apparently mm-hmm. the hit that he got was not planned. So I don't think he talked to Moxley or mm-hmm. before the match. So there's a lot of layers to this, and also with the fact it came out 2 years ago. So I said what I had to say. There's four sides to every story, but this is going to be a story that's going to be developing. And also, just a PSA, not just to AEW, but to all wrestling promotions, just safety's the most important. Mm-hmm. Just don't be negligent. If you know you're injured right away, immediately contact somebody in your HR, your executive office, mm-hmm. immediately. But that's my PSA.
There it is. Okay, let's see. Oh yeah, this was big news today.
Yeah, big news today, and you came just in time because they're returning to Mexico this July at the Arena CDM in Mexico City on Saturday, July 26th, and the Arena Monterrey on Sunday, July 27th. And as in the press announcement, this will mark the only WWE events taking place in Mexico.
I mean, obviously, with their the addition of AAA, it makes sense for them to go. And again, this is where cross promotion. Hey, cousin Ron, this is where cross promotion. Like, I feel like, as far as marketing is concerned, this is like cross promotion on its at its finest. You know, you acquire another company, and you know, you don't ignore the fact that, you know, it was based in Mexico. There's a huge Latino community who watches it, etc. You shouldn't alienate it, because these are the fans that are going to help keep that company, you know, going. Because oftentimes when bigger companies acquire smaller companies, you know, money wise, it's like, is the money still going to come in? So this makes more sense. And I think it's like, this year it's one, but I feel like there's going to be way more shows that are going to be happening in the years to come.
Yeah, I think there is, especially with the acquisition for AAA.
Mm-hmm.
AAA, I believe that there's going to be a lot happening. I am curious on how this developing of this partnership. And of course, they're going to tap into some of their top stars in the Latin community. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see a lot of them. Of course, you see some of them in the picture, like Penta, Rey, Stephanie, Dirty Dom, Rey Fénix, obviously Cody and Seth, of course, getting the top tier stars. But I'm very curious, and hopefully we get to see some stars as well. I would not be shocked if they leaned into NXT and we get to see some stars there.
I think it was for Worlds Collide, wasn't it like 4.1 million views or yes. Something like crazy? Can you imagine? Like, I wonder if they're, did they say that I'm looking at the presser right now, if they're going to show it on YouTube or if it's going to be on Peacock?
They didn't say.
If they do it on YouTube again, like, oh my gosh, can you imagine how much YouTube must be like pissed. It's like the check that they're cutting to WWE. I'm sure they're not, but still. But it's just like the 4.1 million, like, I think it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, indeed. This is really going to be a good show. And also just the fact tickets and Superstar Meet and Greet packages will go on sale starting Thursday, June 19th at 10 a.m. Central. It's just a quick FYI. If you're in the Mexico area, go check out the show. And speaking of one of our top stars, because we mentioned Cody, he was actually appeared in the Naked Gun trailer. That is going to feature Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson, and it's actually floating on socials right now. He just has a little spit, but it's actually cool to see this. And we were talking about this last week, where Jade's going to be in a movie with Jonathan Majors, Trish Stratus and Kathy Kelly are going to be in a movie together. Mm-hmm. And now we get to see the American Nightmare be in the movies.
I mean, do you think that wrestlers are going to save the entertainment industry? Is this what's happening right now?
I don't know. This is interesting because, you know, with Cody doing that, and then obviously MJF and Becky Lynch are going to be in Happy Gilmore 2,
mm-hmm.
which is coming out soon. But I do like the crossover that they are getting a taste of acting.
Because you know, I always love some good numbers. Because I wonder, you know, how much, because you have a wrestler who already has, you know, especially their WWE or AEW, they're getting, I'm assuming they're getting a good check, right? But I don't know if they're going to get the same amount of check that they would get from an actor. Like, I don't know if they're going to get paid the same amount. I'm assuming they'll get paid a little bit less. So therefore the industry is saving money by paying this person who can already cut promos, who can already memorize, who can already get into character. So they're saving money. And also because they're so used to doing it live, they might be taking less takes. So less days of taping. So I wonder if like wrestling is what's saving the industry.
I, I mean, I would say it's a possibility because now it's like the hottest ticket in town. Everybody wants to go see wrestling because we've seen it with right now with WWE. AEW is kind of right there. I mean, mm-hmm. you got one of your top stars in one of the biggest movies alongside Adam Sandler. So it does provide a little bit of exposure. And like you said, it really helps with the acting because they're used to acting. They're used to doing promos. And also it gives an opportunity to get their feet wet. And also we did see some of them really branch out in the entertainment world and get onto opportunities. So,
you know who I really want to see in a movie?
Who?
I'll give you three guesses. And you guys can guess in the chat too. And you can ask clues if you like.
Okay, I need clues on this.
Okay. Wow, Bosa. Wow, that was good. That was a good one. Incorrect. However, he is a male. He is part of the WWE universe. And my final clue is, I think if I say this, you'll get it, but that's okay. My final clue is he is part of the Big Back community. I don't know if you're going to get it because what I was going to say, you would have got it. But saying that, I don't think you'll get it.
Oba Femi?
Nope. Paul Heyman.
Oh, Paul Heyman.
I want to see him in like a, I don't know what I want to see him in, but I feel like I need to see him in a movie. Because if he could cook so much with any wrestler that you put in front of him and advocate for them, I want to see him in a movie and how he performs in a movie.
I do like Paul. That's actually mm-hmm. a good pick. I really do like him.
He already deserves an Oscar.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. With the way he's been advocating lately for almost...
Oh, my gosh. Everybody. Not even the way. the decades that he's been advocating. Like, he is the literal... Like, you could... I bet if you were to, he were to advocate for... I don't know. The most random person you could... Like... Some 9-year-old kid who's a wrestling fan, he would get this kid so over. Like he's just that good. It doesn't matter who the person is. Like it's just that's why I want to see him. I want to see him in a movie.
I know. There's actually two people I want to see in a movie. One WWE and one AEW. For WWE, I would like to see LA Knight in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would
be very great to see LA Knight. And for the AEW side, this is actually really interesting because I'm looking through that roster because, as I mentioned, MJF is going to be a Happy Gilmore. I think if there's one person I would like to see, I think from the men's side, I would like to see Swerve Strickland in a movie. Hmm.
Okay.
And from the female side, and it's not Toni Storm, I'm looking through that roster, I actually wouldn't mind seeing Willow Nightingale do some acting.
Hmm. What role would she be? Like what? I could see her in like rom-coms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see her in it. JT saying Paul has to be a mafia boss. Like, I wanted to say that, but I don't know if that's like politically correct. Like I can't keep track of everything that's politically or not politically correct, but that's what I was thinking too.
Well, indeed. And it's nice to see some of the wrestlers, and also shout outs to the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, on this opportunity. Because, I mean, if you have not seen the clip, go check it out. Fightful and some of the other wrestling media outlets have it out. And some people said he's pretty funny in it.
There it is.
Go check out the American Nightmare. And also, speaking of WWE, WrestleMania. And this was announced on WWE Official that WrestleMania, you now know it's in Las Vegas. It will be on Saturday, April 18th and Sunday, April 19th, 2026 in Las Vegas.
I mean, they already, it was just a matter of fact of them dropping a graphic, right? They already announced, they announced it. And I can say that I'm quite pleased. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll see. I feel so there's a couple announcements, and I'll drop it here, and we'll have the graphics for it and on the website, etc. But we are going to be doing WWT on a whole. We are going to be doing some watch along events in Los Angeles. We secured a couple of restaurants. So I feel like we're going to kind of start branching that out as well. As well, we have an archive, a women's wrestling archive that's going to be launching in January, but we're going to start the website's going to be starting in a couple of days. So we have a lot of different things. So I'm really excited for this because it's close enough that we can do a couple of different events. So I really like compared to all the cities, and I've only been to WrestleMania in Los Angeles, Vegas, and Philly. Between those three cities, I actually like Vegas. I think Vegas was, everything was close enough there. I think they got it right. Like they had, you know, shout out to Mojo and his company. They just had so many things that for people who couldn't afford the tickets or, you know, whatever, there were so many different installations all over the place that there was something for everybody to do. So I feel like everybody got money. That's the reason they're going back to Vegas.
Yeah, indeed. It's going to be very interesting because they're returning to Vegas next year. But hey, money talks. I mean, they did so well in Vegas this recently. We'll see how they do it again next year.
I don't know. Do you think if they do it well again, they'll do it for the third time? I think they're getting ready to do international. I think the next, if they can figure out a way, and I think this is why they're testing all these international dates. If they take the numbers of people, the amount of people who go to WrestleMania, and then they look at the international shows, and they can figure out a way, if it's off by, I don't know, 10,000, and they can figure out a way to, you know, not necessarily rely on the American population, if Europe on a whole or whatever, can to make the same amount of money and the same amount of draw, and then also have the venues to house all these stuff, I think they'll do Europe. I highly think that they're looking at that. They're kind of looking at each country and seeing if they can. It's almost like the Olympics. Like, can this country house, you know, NXT, and where will they, can they house this amount of people? Are we losing money, more money than we're making money? Like, I think they're kind of looking at all those numbers. And whenever that international city hits that right number where it's like, we're going to be making more money and people won't be losing out because there's going to be people all over Europe coming to see it, I think we're going to see it in Europe.
Yeah, I know there has been a lot of talks with them trying to do like WrestleMania in London.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an ongoing conversation. I mean, hopefully when the news breaks out, that'll be interesting on them going to London, England for the grandest stage of them all. Because we know how the fans in UK, they get excited whenever wrestling comes to town.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Bozo? Vegas loves Easter weekend because it's that would make sense. That would make sense. That's why they can't, they want WrestleMania Easter weekend. Hey Zach,
that actually is smart because I know recently it was during Easter that weekend.
Yeah,
the reason one in Vegas. So
that's, I mean, now WWE, so you're trying to tell me WWE's taking the people away from Jesus? This is it sounds like a setup for a really terrible movie that turns into life, but you know, we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, we will see with Vegas. We will see with what they're going to do if we're going to have a WrestleMania in London. And speaking of international, because we were talking about this earlier, shout outs to Los Garzas over the weekend in AAA. They had their event over the weekend. Shout outs to them. They are the AAA Tag Team Champions. And this was posted on socials. And
congratulations to them.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Kudos to them.
Yeah. I like the fact that, again, going back to the numbers, I would love to see, and I'm sure this might be somewhere, like I think I'm smart, but I don't think I'm that smart. I would love to see the numbers as far as, like, since the acquisition, how the impact of views on, like, YouTube or whatever, and the recognition and t-shirt sales, like with this, how it's increased or if it has increased. I would love to see those numbers. So I don't know, Bosa, maybe you're getting the numbers from somewhere, but point me in the right direction because I'd love to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I kind of want to see the numbers and how they were able to market, and also seeing the reception on Everybody Loved. And also it's nice to see some WWE stars get their foot in the ground with AAA. And also shout outs to Vikingo because he retained his title over the weekend. So that is also a boost as well. And also, this is a really great opportunity. I'm very curious on where this is going to go for Los Garzas, because I know they were part of the SmackDown Tag Team Division, and seeing where this goes on who they're going to defend it next. Could it be against somebody from WWE or AAA, and also give a boost on AAA's Tag Team Division?
We will see what happens, but definitely congratulations to them.
Yeah, indeed. Kudos to them. And we go from tag team champions to an interesting story of a miracle that happened over the weekend, where the Godfather was recently involved in a serious car accident, but in a miracle was fortunate to walk away uninjured. And he shared the news with his fans on his socials over the weekend. And according to his post, the truck he was in rolled over 3 times. Despite the severity of the crash, the Godfather stated that both he and the other passenger were able to escape the wreck without any significant injuries.
That is really crazy. So for those folks who are familiar with my birth season and how I run things, this is how my birth season actually came about. So first off, you know, kudos to Godfather for staying safe and, you know, being protected, etc. But that's the exact same thing that happened to me. I was on my way to a CrossFit event that I was emceeing at in San Diego. It was late at night. Somebody sideswiped me. My car flipped over and it was on the roof. And then it was late at night, and I forgot what highway it was, but it was so dark that I just felt like a truck wouldn't be able to sit, because usually that's when trucks are driving. And I felt like I was literally just hanging upside down, just waiting for a truck to hit me, because I was like, I'd rather be dead full body than be decapitated. And when I realized that, like, it took a while before I realized like nothing's coming, I got out and like unscathed. I think I had like a scratch as well, like on my finger. But it was like crazy. I have an exact picture of that. If you scroll down my social media, like I think 5 or 6 years ago, I have a picture just like that, where it's just like flipped over 3 times, middle of the highway, and like came out without a scratch. So also shout out to the cars that keep us safe too.
That is crazy and wild, and happy that you're still with us.
Yeah.
But also shout out to the Godfather.
I realize life is too short. So let's celebrate.
Indeed, life is way too short. We need to at least live in the moment, be in the present. There's just so much happening in the world. It's just time to go in. But
thank you, Maria. I'm glad nothing happened to me either. Could you imagine? Oh my gosh. But yeah.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, shout out to the Godfather for not getting a scratch and surviving the train wreck of a car. But said what was just to him. And yeah. Hopefully we get to see the Godfather in the ring soon.
And there it is.
Just quick news regarding New Japan. This actually happened in New Japan over the weekend, where they revealed their first 16 entrants for the G1 Climax 35. Just the background for anybody that doesn't watch New Japan on a weekly basis. This is their prestigious G1 Climax 35, which is set to begin on July 19th. And the list of competitors were revealed during their event that happened on Sunday morning. And the tournament will see Hiroshi Tanahashi compete in his final G1 Climax before his scheduled retirement in January. And not just him, but there's a lot of familiar folks that are going to be in there, such as David Finlay, Zack Sabre Jr., Gabe Kidd, Konosuke Takeshita, along with many others. So this does seem like a packed tournament. And yeah, thoughts on this regarding New Japan when they do their annual tournament?
Is it me, or just does it seem like there's just even more wrestling? Yeah. Like there's more pay-per-views, there's more tournaments. And not saying like there's too much, because I don't think there's ever enough, because there's more than enough wrestling fans to go around. But it's just like, It's a lot. It's like a summer of wrestling. It's just a lot going on. The 2 nights for SummerSlam. It's a lot. But I'm excited for it. You know, with a lot of wrestling, I can't watch it all. I'm you know, having trouble keep up with the stuff that we're covering in itself. But yeah, I'm happy to see it, and I'm happy that now I think at one point it was hard for, you had a division as far as before AEW came around, a division of people who watched WWE and then everybody who watched everything else. And I think now, you know, you have people who just appreciate great wrestling. So it doesn't matter where or when, they'll watch it anywhere. And that's a good thing for all these promotions, because, you know, without fans and viewers, then they cease to exist. So.
Indeed. And I don't watch New Japan on a frequent basis, but I have been familiar with it thanks to AEW, because mm-hmm. they do show a lot of archive clips here and there. And I was on Marie's podcast last week, where she is stoked on New Japan wrestling. So at least I get to catch up a bit. And also with the fact, too, it does help. And I'm very curious on the way this tournament is going to go, because after All in Texas, it will be Forbidden Door. And that's mm-hmm. when AEW have their partnership with New Japan. So I'm very curious if there's going to be a crossover with that as well. And also we get to see the appearance of Tanahashi continuing his retirement tour.
There it is.
But also another important announcement regarding New Japan as well. Gabe Kidd is going to defend the IWGP Global title against Tanahashi at New Japan Pro Wrestling Seoul on July 4th. And this is Gabe Kidd's first title defense. And he mentioned it didn't take long for him to nominate for a challenger. He wanted to do it against, well, the person that's running New Japan. And there will be more on that in the coming days. But just wanted to give a quick announcement on that. He's gonna be super busy by the time January hits, Tanahashi. Busy man. But also just a little bit of NXT and TNA news regarding Ariana Grace, because apparently this was actually an interesting report. Ariana Grace confirms TNA Against All Odds was her last TNA appearance for now. Mm-hmm. If you have been following TNA lately, she was actually the liaison for NXT and TNA Wrestling. But for most of this year, she's been primarily featured on TNA Wrestling alongside her father, Santino, mm-hmm. Against, of course, the likes of Robert Stone, Victoria Crawford, and Tessa Blanchard. And most recently, she was at ringside at TNA Against All Odds. But it has been confirmed that TNA Against All Odds was Ariana Grace's last night in TNA for right now. And hopefully we get to see her. And she did make an appearance on NXT television recently, where Tyra Mae Steele, the winner of LFG, defeated her on the June 3rd episode in NXT. But it'll be the few last times we get to see Ariana for now. But thoughts on this?
Because she's been with, how long has she been with WWE for? I think either before the pandemic or...
Let me see. So Ariana...
The reason I ask is I just wonder what the game plan for her is. I mean, she did a great job with TNA, especially like partnering with her dad. She has that Chelsea Green vibe, especially when her and Chelsea partnered together.
Yes.
So I just wonder, like, is it they just don't have anything for her right now? And obviously they don't want to let her go. Because she has potential. She's just so, like, she's great on a lot of different things. So I just wonder what the, like, when they're going to pull that trigger. Because it's, so she signed in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what the game plan is.
Yeah.
Both of us wondering the same thing. Yeah. I'm starting to wonder what the game plan is for Ariana Grande. She has been with, since March 17th. She does. And then even the whole pageant thing, like, I feel like you can do something with it, but she also doesn't necessarily need a title. Just kind of, you know, the same liking of Chelsea. So it's just kind of like, how do you insert her in this so she doesn't get lost? Because, you know, she gets lost too long. It's almost like an Aaliyah thing, because Aaliyah was with WWE for what, like 7-8 years, if not like
something
10.
Like that.
And they like barely used her. So hopefully she doesn't get caught up in that mix.
Yeah, I am very curious on what her next steps are moving forward, because she did seem very funny And also, she does have the wrestling genetics from her dad. And also, she does have the beauty queen aspect from someone that competed in pageantry. I could see she has that charisma in there. But I'm very curious on what they're going to do with her. I'm pretty sure they'll probably use her in NXT. And actually, Boza, you did mention that. That would be interesting if she met with the glamour Blake Monroe. Because they were talking about it on Kayfabe last week on who would be the glamour's first opponent.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Oh, why?
You know why? Because I feel like with Blake Monroe, the pairing, Arianne would have to take the pin. And even though I feel like she doesn't necessarily need the title, I also feel like she can't take a lot of pins because then it's kind of like, you know, how are you going to build up her character?
Yeah.
So I don't know. She would be a good, and it depends. And I haven't been able to watch NXT. Do we know if she's coming in as a heel or a face?
It looks like with Blake, she's coming in as a heel because tomorrow it's going to be her contract signing.
And she comes in as a heel and then she pins Ariana. It does nothing for Ariana, especially since she's not on TNA anymore. So I feel like you need somebody else to take the pin or like do it shenanigans wise. But I feel like Ariana can't come back and then eat a pin off of her first go around. I don't feel that would be the gameplay.
No, I don't think so. And also with the fact too, when she faced off against Tyra Mae Steele, Ariana acted like a heel. She acted like really much of a heel when I noticed it too. And I was just like, huh, interesting.
So yeah, if she comes back a little bit different, then now we're talking, if she comes back as she was before, then that's a little bit different. But she comes back and she kind of almost does I know it's new, but she almost does like a Naomi type thing, you know, and like y'all took me for granted, da da da. And she comes back, then I could see that. But if she comes back being bubbly and nice like she was before, like, you know, your typical Canadian, then I don't think that's the play. But, you know, who am I?
Well, so we shall see what the future holds for Miss Ariana Grace. And we'll see a lot of her on NXT on the presence tomorrow. But also just a little quick of news regarding TNA. Mark Madden is returning to the commentary booth. TNA Wrestling announced on their socials. And this is actually interesting because he is from Pittsburgh and he will be on the broadcast booth for a TNA live event on Friday, June 20th at the UPMC Events Center. And just a little background, he's a longtime Pittsburgh sports radio host whose ties to pro wrestling date back decades when he worked for WCW, will be a special color commentator this week. And just a little background, he worked at WCW from 1993 to 2000 and appeared on camera on WCW Monday Nitro broadcast in 2000 with his brash, over-the-top commentary and trademark Hawaiian shirts. And in WCW, he helped pioneer streaming and wrestling in the internet world.
There it is. Well, I can't wait to. I feel like TNA's, they have so many. I'm glad they're getting the accolades that they are now. Like it's kind of like they've been, you know, consistent and doing their own thing, and I love it. So can't wait to see it.
You see it, Dylan. You better watch it. Don't be slandering my client, Tony Storm.
JT saying, will Alicia Fox ever get back into WWE ring in the crossover? Huh.
That is interesting. Because she's using her real name in TNA.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We can't answer that one. That's not, well, technically we can't answer any of it. It's all speculation. I don't know. I think maybe as a one-off, but I don't see it as like a Joe Henry type storyline or anything.
Yeah, well, hopefully you guys get to watch TNA later this week. Special guest commentator Mark Madden will be on TNA Impact. And also just kind of shifting around with AEW news that happened over the weekend. A little bit of good news on the AEW side. Congratulations to Will Ospreay and Alex Winstor as they got engaged over the weekend.
There it is.
Ospreay posted it on his socials and it is official, official.
Congratulations to them. I love a good... No offense to the people who wait for Christmas to do the whole proposals, but I like it when it's not when everybody else is doing it. It feels like a little bit more special. So kudos to them for not. Again, no shade to the people who do it in December, but kudos to them for doing it on their own time.
Pretty much Christmas or Thanksgiving, anytime during the holiday season.
There it is.
But congratulations to Will Ospreay and Alex Winstor. I have seen matches in Alex when she competed in Rampage, Collision. One of them was against Toni Storm, but very excited to see her because she is officially All Elite. She's officially on the AEW roster. I can't wait to see what she's going to do, who she's going to face. But yeah, congratulations to them.
Do you think that they're going to have a wrestling wedding? Do you remember? I don't know if you saw this. Do you remember when Taya and Johnny had their wedding on Lucha Underground?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I know Bosa, you remember this. But yeah, you should. It was quite the thing. I wonder if they're going to have a wrestling wedding. I mean, it's no different than any other wrestling wedding. I just like Taya and Johnny's because I think they were like dressed in like neon green and just very, very memorable.
I think that would be crazy. Actually, it would be interesting to see it because they're both from the UK and I would not be surprised if they put a splash in of the UK. But
we're rooting for them.
Yes, but congratulations to the Lovebirds of AEW. And also another thing of good news from AEW, a little bit from Nyla Rose. We have not seen her on TV, but she is doing her mark representing the brand, where she was honored by the city of Morgantown, West Virginia for her trailblazing contribution during Pride Month. As I mentioned, she is one of the first AEW women's champions. And she announced on her Instagram that she has been honored by the city with a proclamation signed by the mayor recognizing her as a trailblazer. Hold on.
She is.
Yes, she is. She is. Hold on. Oh, here we go. All right. So here we go. Yep. Recognize her as a trailblazing transgender woman of color and for using her platform to break barriers and increase visibility for queer athletes in mainstream sports. And she made a post of it over the weekend, being surreal. But as I mentioned, even though she's not on television, but she did make a post on social media that if fans wanted to see more of her, they needed to make their voice heard and be consistent about it.
What do you think, Courtney? Because you watch AEW. and then that means that I want to see more of her, but why don't you think is it kind of almost on a Sunny Kiss situation? Or why do you think, are they waiting for a storyline, or what do you think it is?
I hope it's not similar to Sunny, because Nyla has been there from the very beginning. Cause the last time we did see her was she challenged Mercedes Moné for the TBS title a couple months ago. And maybe because storyline-wise, they're trying to find something for her. I just think after All in Texas, they kind of need to figure out and shuffle a few things, especially not just in the tag team division, but also in their women's division. I would not mind seeing Nyla Rose being in that picture because she was one of the few ladies to win the AEW women's title. Mm-hmm. And also really kind of see her in a few storylines as well with maybe Toni Storm, or I'll just throw in Thunder Rosa, also maybe Jamie Hayter. I wouldn't mind seeing her throw that, or also throwing it back to Mercedes, or maybe doing a segment with Harley Cameron. That would be really fun to do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird because it's like you have people you know, who is essentially sitting catering, collecting a check. And it's like, I feel like there can be really great storylines. So why not use them? So I wonder what the reasoning is.
Yeah, I would mind. Yup, Nyla Rose, Megan Bain. And it's funny you mentioned that, Tilly. So Thunder Rose is not injured because she was at Ring of Honor. But I didn't post it on here. Jamie Hayter is actually going to be on the shelf for a while because apparently she was seriously injured. And it happened right after her match against Mercedes Moné. So she's going to be out for a while, but want to send well wishes to Jamie Hayter on her injury. But also congratulations again to Nyla Rose on getting this achievement milestone. Hopefully we do see her on television soon.
Very soon. I guess we need to like do like a campaign or something. There's so many things to do.
So many things to do. But as she said, if you want her back on television, let your voice be heard on social.
Maybe we should start like a petition or something.
We should. I mean, there are so many segments.
I know some people really bash the fake TK on his decisions. And maybe his monologues, the reason for his monologues is because he can't really tell us what really is going on, like behind the scenes, as far as the real reason, either to protect him or us. But there has to be a reason. It just, you know, it isn't.
There is a reason, but I just think it's more than him. I just would not be shocked if it was somebody in his executive office. That's what I think, because everybody wants to poke at him. And I was like, you know who's in his executive office. I'm just saying. But it's just not more of a protective. I think there's some things he can't say. He doesn't want to give out the secrets, which I understand, because you want to be protective of that.
Right.
But there's just a lot more that's behind closed doors that we don't know.
Well, put Nyla back on TV, please, fake TK.
Please, put her back on TV, please. But also, switching gears, because another person that we did see recently on TV, and we did see her at WrestleCon, Jacqueline Moore, and this was a really fun article that I got to read. She reflects on being the first Black woman into the WWE Hall of Fame. And as I mentioned, she was 2016. She took that accolade on being a two-time women's champion, a former cruiserweight champion. And as she was doing a virtual signing for Captain's Quarter, she reflected on being inducted into the Hall of Fame and being the first African-American woman inductee. I know who called me. I can't remember his name because he's no longer with the company anymore. No, it wasn't John Laurinaitis. I can't think of the guy's name, but I did get the big call that, hey, they want to put you in the Hall of Fame. I'm like, what? I was so happy. I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, I got the big call. They're going to put me in the Hall of Fame. I was super excited, right? Being the first Black female in the Hall of Fame, that's another history making. I'm full of history now. I'm full of history. I'm a walking history book. But yeah, got the call and they said they want to put me in the Hall of Fame. I was super excited. My family were happy for me. It was special to me. It made my heart happy. I was just so full of joy. And to get that call and to be put in there, that made me very happy. It means a lot to me. I was so happy my family could come and see me on my big day. It was great and had the family there. And it was a special moment for me.
She is so nice. Seth and I got to meet her in Was it WrestleMania? I think it was WrestleMania. We got to meet her. And it's just, you know, it's kind of like she is a walking, you know, Hall of Fame and walking legend. And to be so humble and so nice, it's not to say 99% of the, actually 100% of the women's wrestlers that I've met, they've all been super nice. But just, you know, you can, in this particular instance, because you've done so much, you can afford to be not nice. And she is. She's choosing to. And she's just such an amazing person. So, yeah. congratulations to her. I think there's only more to come. I think there's some, some other things coming down the pipes as far as accolades and et cetera.
I know Jackie, she is, that's one of the ladies I would like to meet is Jackie, because she just seems so humble and so pure, but don't mess with her because she will kick your butt to the fullest. Mm-hmm. Seeing her matches when she was women's champion, but also seeing the matches that she had with Trish and Victoria, and also she did referee a few times. She has done it all. You can't take anything away from her at that time. She really did pave the way for a lot of women that we do see today. She mm-hmm. broke a lot of barriers that many people tend to forget. But it's nice that we do have that reminder, and also go back on some of the matches that she really made a mark for herself. And also being a cruiserweight champion, I will never forget that moment. It was on an episode of SmackDown, and seeing that moment, that was really awesome to do. But kudos to her. And as we mentioned earlier, in 2024, she signed a Legends contract with WWE. So wish her all the best. Kudos to her. And thank you for being one of the trailblazers for women's wrestling.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And
Also crazy to think that, like, Naomi, she's like the first Black woman to win Money in the Bank. It's like, I really can't wait for, the time where women, and in particularly, well, just women, and then women of different races, people of color, there's no longer first. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm appreciative of the first, but then you're like, it's 2025. Can you, like, this crazy? And Naomi's been the first Black woman to, like, it's kind of crazy to think about.
It's very crazy to think about, because, like, a couple years ago, we had Mercedes and Bianca, the first mm-hmm. African-American females to main event, WrestleMania. And I mean, I love people doing the first. I have no problem doing that, but there is a campaign happening for All in Texas to make Mercedes and Tony the main event. Now, everybody's trying to do it on socials. We shall see on being the first, but I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. Can we also add, like, since we're talking about that, have Nyla Rose be on that pay-per-view card too? Like, can we do that?
Please.
Can we do
that? Actually, I can say this. There's a lot of ladies I want that card. I want Willow to be on that card. Uh-huh. I want her to be on that card. I want Thunder Rosa to be on that card. Especially since Thunder Rosa's from Texas. Yeah. And I would like to see Harley Cameron be on that card.
Mm-hmm. So many. Please fake Tony. Please fake Tony.
I mean, I love my client with all my heart. I love Tony Storm with all my heart, but you can't do it with just those two. With that mm-hmm. one women's match, it's not going to happen. I need more women's matches on that match card. Not the pre-show. I want it on the main match card.
Make it happen.
We'll make it happen. But speaking of making it happen, we got Monday Night Raw tonight from Green Bay, ooh, Wisconsin.
Now, will the mayor make it? I don't know. He says that, you know, he just can't. He's coming out for Father's Day, so who knows what he was doing yesterday. So that's a 50-50. Why don't you guys DM him or tag him and see if he's going to be doing the show today?
Yeah, because we don't know, but we know we still have Raw tonight on Netflix from Green Bay, Wisconsin in Titletown. If you guys watch football, it's home of the Green Bay Packers. That's why they call it Titletown. Just a football reference. But anyways, Monday night on Raw, we have, of course, a segment between Becky Lynch and Bayley, because they will both be in the house. Bayley came back last week and very curious on what they were going to say. We're also going to have the King and Queen tournament happening tonight on the Queen side. We get to see the return of Asuka taking on Ivy Niles, Stephanie Vaquer, and Raquel Rodriguez. And over on the male side, as we mentioned to it last week, Adam Pearce announced who had the final spot, and it was main event Jey Uso. He will be taking on Rusev, Bronson Reed, and Sheamus in a fatal four-way. And we're also going to see Liv Morgan take on Kairi Sane one-on-one. All of this and happening. And also, there's a few things that we didn't get slides for, but also Nikki Bella is supposed to be there tonight for a segment with Liv Morgan. And we're also going to see Goldberg tonight on Raw.
What did you think of last week when Liv like put Nikki on her back and just left her there? It was just kind of like, I mean, I guess that's going to be the match for Evolution.
Yes.
It I is. Don't know. I don't. I was on vacation too. Oh, again?
Yes, Nick Aldis.
We go out on vacation a lot. I wonder how that's gonna play out. Because feel like Nikki can't come out of Evolution winning. So just
it's very interesting because I was thinking about this too, and I was saying it's in the chat last week. It's a possibility they're probably gonna be going for the tag team titles, the Bella Twins against Liv and Raquel.
Yeah, but do you think that they're gonna come? Interesting. Well, I mean, I have a feeling that Evolution will be great. I didn't think it was a good start. Like she came back and then like Liv like kind of laid her out. Like there could have been a little bit more back and forth. I don't know. And she's wearing running shoes on top of that. It just kind of felt like it wasn't like you were wearing heels and then you were off balance. It was just like, and you were wearing running shoes. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure WWE has more like their planning is, you know, top tier of the last year or so. I'm just wondering what the game plan was with it, like with that, but we'll see.
Yeah, especially when Liv took a shot at her ex-husband.
Yeah, that was, I love, why Nikki be taking strays? Because remember her and Ronda? Like Ronda, Nikki be taking a lot of strays, but you know, good kudos to her because obviously I think she has to okay it. So like kudos to her for, you know, allowing her life to be public and played out again because it was already played out in the media and now she comes back to the ring and then it's, you know, it's they talk about it again. So kudos to her for having thick skin.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy she had thick skin. I was happy she was going to go roll with it because I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That was, well, I mean, hey, she went through it. Everybody was talking about the divorce and it was a thing that was happening. But we'll see all this and more happening tonight on Raw from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I don't know if that's going to be a watch along, but as I mentioned.
Yeah, I think some people are calling for the Bella Twins. I think some people are, and you know, you can't take away, you know, regardless if I think the consensus or not the consensus, people are kind of viewing it as their wrestling skills are not on par with the current roster right now, which is, again, look what the women had then versus what they have now. But you can't take away what, you know, the path that they made for women's wrestlers, and also take away the fact that, you know, it's not just the businesses that they're doing now, because you can't wrestle until you're 90. Mm-hmm. So to be able to do that and, you know, develop businesses and not be like, you know, you want to come back for fun versus like, I have to come back because, you know, I can't pay my rent. It's two different things. And I think they really showed a blueprint for women to do that. So, and then also have babies and still come back too. So like, why not? So I think some people are, some people aren't. And that's the nature of entertainment, period. Not everybody's rooting for it. Hey, DT, a lot of initials today.
Too many. I will say this. I'm not the biggest fan of the Bellas. I will say. What? I tried. I'm not one of the, I give them credit.
How dare you?
I'm not going to say that. I'm not the biggest Bella fan, but I do appreciate they paved the way because when they first came in, I just kind of smelled a little bit of entitlement when the women's evolution was picking up and they kind of thought it was solely them that did it. And I was like, there was a lot of other women that paved the way too. So,
I think it's the era, like the fact, like the Total Divas was, like, I think Total Divas was legendary in a way of what TKO and WWE and Netflix is doing right now. Meaning that Total Divas, but I remember seeing, because I used to like be a personal trainer, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing it like on television and just like regularly, just not because it was like there was wrestling fans or whatever. I think it opened up a big, and I believe too, that's when, now I kind of look back at it, this kind of when TMZ was introduced to mm-hmm. like wrestling and stuff like that and bringing it into mainstream media. So what they've done, like, yes, you definitely the Jazz and Jacqueline's and Trish and all this other stuff, all the other women. But I think every woman's brought different things to different eras. So we needed the Jazz and the Jacqueline's and the Trish Stratus and the Litas and the Mickie James, but also what the Bellas did as far as reality shows. And that Mug was on for like, wasn't it like 10 years? Like,
yeah.
Did. And there was a lot of, and there's, I know from interviewing a lot of women's wrestlers that they inspired women to start wrestling. So I think what they did for a generation, you can't take away. So I think, and I think with that, you know, you might feel a little bit more, you might feel a little entitlement. So, you know, and why not? You know, you could be humbled and entitled at the same time, I think. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because I think it was not mostly on Brie. It was mostly on Nikki they were kind of bashing at that time. Because I guess
people wanted to bash Nikki all the time. I feel like Nikki, there's just something about Nikki that people, not me, because I met them and I think they're amazing, just more on the business level. But I think there's something about Nikki that people just are not, I don't know if it's, I don't know. However, you should read their book. Their book is really interesting, and there's some stories in their books that I think you would appreciate them a little bit more. That's the reason that, you know, I've always said for people to read Rhonda's book too, her two books, because then you'll understand things a little bit better. So yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's also like, put some respect on their name.
I mean, you got to give at least some of them credit because they did help with the mainstream. And also mm-hmm. with every woman that I talk to, especially in the independent scene, and even now, some of them do credit the Bellas for bidding into it. So you really cannot deny it for the fact. But mm-hmm. I will say this, if it wasn't for Trish, you would have not got them. And they actually did acknowledge Trish was a main inspiration for them.
Yeah. Everything, it's okay to... You know, it's okay to not like, it's okay to, you know, but to totally, you know, disregard her. Nikki had AJ Lee's record handed to her.
I don't know about that. I know that's a conversation and debate everybody wants to talk about. I get it, but I wouldn't say handed.
That's the reason we could have benefited from having, when is that Netflix show coming out where it's talking about what's happening behind the scenes? That would have been a good, like, if they can take different, like, stories, mm-hmm. like, from different eras, and then go and talk to the writers that were involved and the people who were actually making the decisions, and then hear, like, for instance, like, you know, we saw the evolution of Naomi's glow play out on Total Divas, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how she didn't tell them, and then she did it on a show and all this other stuff. Like, I would love to see certain, like, stories. And I'm sure, like, the A&E biographies and stuff, they touch on it a little bit. But it's like, we are going to talk about this story, whether it's, you know, Nikki and AJ, or, you know, it's Nikki and, like, we're going to talk about how this played out. I would love to see kind of the storyline behind that. Because, you know, I'm sure it's never sometimes it's never what you assume, especially when it has to do with entertainment. It's like what you think happened is not the person who made the decisions.
Yeah, that's usually. But very curious on what Nikki's going to do tonight. Very curious on how she's going to respond after getting attacked last week.
We'll see. I mean, hopefully they won't. As long as you don't end up back on your feet again, on your back again, then I'm good. Because if you layer out 2 weeks in a row and then like, what are we doing? Like, and, or maybe she brings backup. Maybe that's what it is.
I hope so, because Evolution, it's ticking. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. And they already waited till the last minute to pull the trigger anyway. So no shade, WWE, but shade.
It's like shade, but no shade.
It's just like you like start the whole marketing thing. You've already started marketing for WrestleMania, but you give Evolution what, 6 weeks?
It's not even that much of a time frame. And also, yeah. Also, it would be nice to like branch out into mainstream, because you asked me a question a couple months ago. What plans should they do for Evolution? Get Sabrina Carpenter to come. Just get her to come. That's all you need.
Do something. I mean, I'm hoping they are going to surprise us. I just don't want, if they decide not to do an Evolution 3 for another, I don't know, 5 years, the reasoning is not because we didn't have enough eyeballs on the product. Because you give all the other PLEs so much breathing room and space to market it out and to get people excited, that, you know, for you to do that, so like not even, you know, 3 months, and then, and if you cite, oh, we're not having another one because we didn't get the numbers, I'm gonna be like, all right, y'all, now there's something else happening behind the scenes that you absolutely need to tell us. Because it don't make sense.
We shall see on the road to, oh my god, Evolution. We'll see how this plays out, because they got a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Is there any story that I missed?
I think women get it done. I just have to say that.
Because there were so many, I'm not going to lie, there were so many stories that have been happening over the weekend. And then NWA just made an announcement today that they're doing a show in July.
Mm-hmm.
It's their 70 celebrating their 77th anniversary.
Crazy. I think we're all good. We just dropped the interview for WOW, Powell Mayfield. We just dropped her interview. Really interesting interview as far as how she got into wrestling. If you're not familiar, she's from 90 Day Fiancé, turned wrestler. She did go to wrestling school, all the stuff, and now she's wrestling for WOW. So we did an interview with her. So that dropped today on our YouTube page, so you can check that out. And then we're supposed to do a new show, but I might do it. Actually, I'll probably do it tomorrow before we do our WOW show, as far as top women's match for the week. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do last week's tomorrow. And essentially, we're going to be doing it either on Monday or Sunday. So we're going to have some voting going on Twitter and YouTube, that you can vote for your top matches. Go ahead and send us those matches on a daily basis, too. Wow. I guess Seth is back from his Father's Day.
You wanted to come in right when we were getting ready to wrap up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's okay, Sid. I mean, he had a lot going on yesterday with Father's Day and, you know, whatever he was doing in the streets today. So hopefully he will be doing the show, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Maybe he has little ones to feed. with that being said, Courtney, you have anything else?
I don't have anything else to share, but the people can find me chirping sporadically Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. Try to be on as much as I can with your PR princess, because she's got a lot on her plate. Wednesday, you're going to get Timeless Elite Wednesday from me, not CEO Wednesday, because Sed wants to take over my watch along. That ain't happening. You're going to get Timeless Elite Wednesday because they will be in Mexico on Wednesday, and we're back in regular time schedule. No 4 hours. Yay. I'm excited, but there will be a watch along for that. Feel free to follow me on my socials at CourtneyNJ11, because I have content that I'm going to be posting sporadically. I do have a lot of content. I do have some from 90s Wrestling Con. I will be posting content from, also follow ISPW Wrestling, because I will also be posting some of my commentary that I did on the previous show that we had, which was an all-woman show. I'll be posting a little bit about that in my socials in the coming weeks, and very excited on the stuff that we have planned for the summer. So make sure to follow at Courtney11 on Twitter, Instagram, ISPW on all their social accounts, because we got a lot happening. We got a fun summer happening for WWT. So make sure to check us out. I don't know, sir. See, the thing is, he wants to crash mine and Honey's watch along because Goldberg is coming back on Mondays. That's why he wants to crash ours. But he thinks it's CEO Wednesday, but it's Timeless Elite Wednesday. I'm just saying.
There it is. And we'll see if Sed will show up, because right after Father's Day of him hanging out with his, you know, I don't know, maybe kids, his birthday is coming up in 2 days. 2 days? In 2 days. So we'll see if he shows up on Wednesday.
He's a Gemini. It's funny. He's a Gemini and I'm a Cancer.
There's some judgment there. He's
a Gemini. It's funny. He's a Gemini, but I'm a Cancer and my birthday is later this month.
There it is. Well, thank you, Courtney, for thank you, Courtney, for holding it down. You guys can follow me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Make sure, like I said, we have a lot of things happening. We are going to be having some live watch-along shows in the Los Angeles area that you can check out. We also are going to be starting our Women's Wrestling Archive that you can support. It's going to be a really big endeavor. I'm really excited to drop that. So be on the lookout for that. And then, like I said, our new show, we're going to be, you know, taking in the top women's match and watching it together and analyzing, etc. So that's going to be dropping tomorrow along with that. We have our WOW show tomorrow as well. Then we also have our Timeless Elite Wednesdays on Wednesday. Then we have our, our SmackDown show on Friday. Oh my goodness. How did there was no love in the 416 episode at all, Cousin Ron. Why are you instigating? So all the things, I appreciate you all. Oh, also too, we're going to be talking about this. So we are going to be starting a members YouTube section. And what that means is that for our folks who are members and you want to get in where you can fit in before, you know, yesterday's price is not today's price. For those who are members, you're going to be able to watch us live. So you want to kind of tap into those memberships starting next week. And there'll be no cost initially. But we just want to, you know, the fans who are watching, we're going to get some perks. There's going to be some merch, etc. You know, be able to ask certain questions, all that good stuff. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But other than that, thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk. You can check us out on wftalkpod.com on everything. Thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.